J.B. Goodwin's foray into the murky waters of patent litigation began in 2014 with an envelope.
It was a certified letter, a complaint against our firm, filed with the Eastern District Federal Court, which is a part of Texas where we do absolutely no business. Frankly, I didn't know what to think.
Goodwin, a realtor in Austin, didn't understand what exactly he was being sued for, but he knew it was serious.
We had about 2 weeks to answer the specific charges levied against us by the patent troll.
What's a patent troll? Depends on who you ask. Most people agree patent trolls are businesses that own a bunch of patents but don't produce anything. Instead, they make money by suing other companies, hoping to get them to pay a settlement fee. Often, they're called non-practicing entities. SMU law professor Keith Robinson says the patent troll, at its worst, doesn't care about right and wrong, whether or not you have a right to walk on the bridge above it. It just wants you to pay a fee.
The rationale behind that is it costs an incredible amount of money to litigate a patent case. So they can either spend millions of dollars defending the case or pay $50,000 for the patent holder to go away.
To slip back under the bridge, so to speak. Robinson says when patent trolls sue, they can essentially pick where they want to file their lawsuit, unlike other areas of law. So why would a company based in, say, Delaware, file a patent lawsuit in East Texas?
The best chance for a plaintiff to win is a lot of times in the Eastern District of Texas. Litigators find it to be a very patent-friendly district.
In the first half of 2015, the Eastern District of Texas received 1,300 patent infringement lawsuits, 5 times as many as the next most popular district. Not all companies that sue for patent infringement are patent trolls. The lawyer for Property Disclosure Technologies, that's the company that sued Goodwin, says it doesn't fit that definition. We'll hear from him in a minute. The company accused Goodwin and a dozen other real estate firms of using a common search feature without paying a licensing fee.
Since I did not feel like we had done anything wrong, and I felt the person applying for the patent had basically hoodwinked the U.S. Patent Office by getting a patent for a practice that had long applied, I just felt like we needed to fight the process as opposed to settle.
11 of the 13 companies sued did settle. Goodwin dug in his heels. He teamed up with the National Realtors Association and saddled up for a ride. After months of arguing, the plaintiff finally dropped the lawsuit. Another Texas businessman, Greg Dick, was caught up in a similar legal fight in 2011.
That's, I guess, the first time I heard the term patent troll.
A group called Variant Holding sued his hotel, Tanglewood Resort on Lake Texoma, for infringing on patent number 7624044. And yes, it was filed in the Eastern District of Texas.
The lawsuit was so technical that I truly still don't understand it, but it had something to do with being able to make a reservation over the internet.
Now, like in the case of J.B. Goodwin, Greg Dick was just one of many being sued. There were 75 companies on the list: Best Western, Hyatt, Yelp. Dick says some of the larger companies were agreeing to settlements for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And the only reason, you know, that you settle is because it's easier and less expensive to settle than it is to fight this. That's why this thing works for these unscrupulous, unethical law firms and companies.
Eventually, resort manager Greg Dick caved in. He settled for $5,000, which doesn't sound like much.
Well, our legal fees were over $60,000. That's a lot of money for a company like ours. And, you know, federal court is a little scary and intimidating.
We sent multiple emails to Variant Holding. No one responded. We did hear from the lawyer for the company that sued J.B. Goodwin. Eric Buther says Property Disclosure Technologies was just trying to, essentially, collect rent.
If somebody infringes a patent and the fair and reasonable royalty is only a small amount, that doesn't mean that the patent owner shouldn't be compensated for that fair and reasonable royalty. If I lease an apartment and my rent is only $100 a month, but I refuse to pay it, that doesn't mean the landlord shouldn't be compensated for $100 a month.
Buther says there are bad actors on both sides of the courtroom. Both claim to know how to reform the patent system. Both say American business and innovation hangs in the balance. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.